Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Tis the season for fried chicken?
Is it?
And if you're a KFC fan, apparently it is. The fast food chain is now selling a fire log that smells like their famous 11 herbs and spices when you burn it. The fire log is from EnviroLog and is now made of 100% recycled material.
Oh, so good.
That's positive. Sure.
Fantastic.
Each fire log can burn between 2.5 to 3 hours. And KFC actually says that it may result in craving for fried chicken.
Wow.
So you can buy these actually on their website. They're $18.99, including tax, shipping, and handling. And if you're interested, head over to their website. But I've got a feeling that they're not going to last very long because this is stupid and this is America and we eat this stuff up.
Oh, God. Corey, you might not be a real tree snob after you hear this. You have shamed me for having a fake tree. You've said I'm lazy. Everybody's lazy if they have a fake
tree. It's a lazy
move. But now news is coming out. If you have a real tree, you might consider checking for praying mantis eggs.
This is unbelievable.
Okay?
These are so gross, by the way.
Yeah. So you want to look for light tan, walnut-sized, frothy egg masses. And if you see them, you cut the entire twig off, not just the egg, but the entire twig it is attached to, and put it outside. These could be in your real tree. If the egg sacs are not removed, they will likely begin to hatch after a few weeks indoors, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. Praying mantises are very cool. They don't pose any threat to humans, but you don't want any kind of an infestation.
A more disgusting phrase than frothy egg masses?
Frothy egg mass. Frothy egg sac would be worse.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
Cool.
She may no longer be a Rochester City Court judge, but we're seeing this through to the end, Whitney.
Oh, God.
It's been 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
And a written order
party of one
issued by an Ontario County judge. They have denied motions to dismiss a felony charge against former judge Leticia Estacio related to her alleged attempt to purchase a shotgun earlier this year in the 15-page written decision.
Wow.
And it was released yesterday. This all stems again from the incident on April 2nd when she tried to buy that shotgun, allegedly, from a Dick's Sporting Goods at Marketplace Mall. They denied her, by the way, but even attempting to purchase a firearm would be against her probation. So if convicted of the felony charge, she would lose her license to practice law in New York. And she's scheduled to go to trial next year. Here's my thing, though. Even if she doesn't lose her license,
Who's
going to go to her?
Yeah. You know, I'm having a legal issue. I'm going to go to...
We've all seen this. Or does she seem like a genius because how long was she able to dodge?
Yeah, no kidding.
Does that just show her brilliant legal mind?
Interesting. Very interesting. The New York State Attorney General is suing Walmart, Target, and a third retailer for importing the Crazy Jewels jewelry making kits, which Corey has many of. The kits
They're my
were
favorite.
Recalled.
I eat them.
The kits were recalled back in 2016 due to lead levels being up to 10 times higher.
Love to suck the lead right off.
Federal limits. Yeah, the lawsuit was filed in an Albany court yesterday, claiming that the retail giants and the importer, quote, committed thousands of violations of New York state laws regulating the safety of children's toys. The lawsuit seeks civil penalties and court-ordered assurances that the toys will not be sold again here in New York State. Spokespeople for Walmart and Target both say the company stopped selling the toys after the recall.
Want to jump back into Savage or Sensible? Talk with Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC a little earlier on this morning, and he informed us of the drama he's going through with his neighbor. So Brennan and his wife have these lovely wind chimes in their backyard. Mm-hmm. And apparently they continue to wake up in the morning and find the wind chimes have been taken down. Not destroyed, not taken away, but just removed from where they are.
They're not missing. They're just on the ground.
Just so they stop making noise. And again, I'm shocked by the amount of wind chime hate that is out there. I did not know that was a thing.
It's very divisive.
But some people are saying that it's a sensible move on their part. This person texting in, by the way, and you can continue to text in at the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Would it be less savage or more sensible to come over at 2 a.m. and ring the doorbell until someone answers to ask them directly to take the wind chime down so you can sleep?
The funny thing is, yes, that would be more sensible because Brennan is up at that time getting ready
news. He would be up. Normally, I would say it's savage.
I'm sure he'd be delighted to see you at that time.
I know some people want to jump into on the phones, 222-9800. We'll talk to them. And get a final decision on this one.
Yeah, and again, if you think that this is sensible, we want to hear from you. Call in now, 222-9800.